This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state has closed a heavily fished stretch of the Yampa River south of Steamboat Springs due to low stream flows. It's an emergency move to protect fish and the health of the river. Billy Atkinson is an aquatic biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and he says a closure like this was once rare, but has become more common in recent years.
We've been in a mega drought basically for 20 years. When the flows get that low in the river, typically, it's a sign that things aren't very good.
The closure covers about half a mile of the Yampa below Stagecoach Reservoir. Last year, the closure lasted until November. A Denver filmmaker is making a movie about Tracks, a long-running gay bar in the city. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Shauna Schultz's main character, Ricky, is a homeless young person kicked out of the house by his family. He finds a place to belong at Tracks. His story draws from Schultz's interviews with real people who go to the club. Central to Ricky's journey is Marty Chernoff, a straight Jewish businessman who opened the bar in 1977.
This is the story of a time where people were unsafe in public to be exactly themselves. And here, this place was opened by a person that was like the most unlikely person to pursue this and make a home for those people.
Schultz says she's raised about half of the $4 million she'll need to make the film in Denver. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
And Colorado is one win away from seeing the Stanley Cup Finals come to Denver for the first time in more than 20 years. Stay tuned for more updates on the Colorado Avalanche. This is CPR News.